This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission releases schedule for House of Representatives elections to be held on March 5. Party registration for election purposes set from November 17 to 26. CPN Mavi Center General Convention Organizing Committee decides to play a positive role in ensuring the election is held on the announced date. 48 people killed and 6 missing in the latest monsoon-related disasters, and Nobel Prize for Medicine awarded to immune system researchers. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has approved the schedule for the upcoming House of Representatives election set for the 5th of March in 2026. According to the approved schedule, the Commission stated political party registration for the purpose of the election will take place from 17th to 26th of November in 2025. In a press release issued today by Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, Joint Secretary and Spokesperson of the Commission, it was announced that officers of the election officers for the first past the post FPTP electoral system will be established starting the 16th of January. Election campaigning will be allowed from February 15 to March 2 in 2026, followed by a silence period. Voting is scheduled for March 5 in 2026 from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. with voting counting starting after ballot boxes from both electoral systems are collected. For the proportional representation PR system, election officer offices will be set up on the 1st of December in 2025 and closed candidate list must be submitted on the 2nd and 3rd of January in 2026, the Election Commission stated. It will also hold regular consultations with stakeholders as per the schedule. Only parties registered by the 16th of November are eligible to participate in the election. Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, coordinator of the General Convention Organizing Committee of the CPN Mavi Center, has stated that the upcoming election must be held on the announced date. Speaking to journalists after today's secretariat meeting at Peristara, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said discussions are underway with parties from the dissolved parliament to ensure the House of Representatives election is held successfully and on schedule, with efforts focused on creating a positive environment for the polls. The Mavi Center has already decided to participate actively in the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March in 2026. The meeting also expressed condolences over the loss of life and property caused by natural disasters in eastern Nepal and urged for proper management and support for the affected citizens. Additionally, the meeting called for unity and collective efforts in post-disaster reconstruction. 46 people lost their lives in the recent incidents of natural disaster, incessant rain, flood and landslide so far. Similarly, the life affected due to this has started returning to normal gradually. As per the details of the Natural Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, as of this afternoon, 6 people went missing across the nation and 24 were injured from monsoon-induced disaster. However, the Armed Police Force Nepal shared that total 55 people died so far from monsoon-induced disaster and road accidents during this period. 37 people died in landslide in Ilam of Koshi province, as well as human casualties were recorded in other districts of the province, Chapa, Morang, Sunsari and Udaipur, due to landslide and inundation. Likewise, assistant spokesperson at the APF Nepal, Soilendra Thapa, said the details as of Sunday night, 49 people died, 1 went missing and 17 injured in 22 different incidents, including road accident in Koshi province alone. Severe flooding in Rautahat on October 4 and 5 displaced 412 families, with Durga Bhagwati Rural Municipality worst hit were 236 families displaced and over 1,000 homes were flooded. Ras Tepe municipality saw 89 families displaced, mainly in wards 8 and 9, with other areas like Rajpur, Guzara and Kataharia also affected. Meanwhile, Rautahat's headquarters, Kaur, is heavily waterlogged. Major roads are submerged and government offices flooded due to the Bagmati and Bakaya rivers. Chief District Officer Vinod Kumar Kharka said, although offices are to reopen on Tuesday, public access remains unlikely. The Weather Forecasting Division has said that although the monsoon has retreated from the western region, rain is still likely in Karnali and Sudur Paschim province due to westerly winds. Moderate rainfall may occur in hilly mountainous and Tarai areas, especially today and tomorrow. Currently, most of these provinces are overcast with light rain in a few areas. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
14-15 बजारमा नयाँ कि थाइन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त
14-15 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepali Army rescued 12 trekkers from the Gosaikunda area in Rasuwa, transporting them to Shafrubesi with help from the Srinath Battalion. Drone-assisted searches by the Army, Police and APF continue for 4 missing persons. Meanwhile, the Nepali Army rescued 19 people who were at the risk of natural disaster using helicopters during the period. 4 women, 3 expectant mothers and 1 new mother were airlifted from Ilam, Pastar and Songkhua Sabha and taken to hospitals in Jhapa and Biratnagar under the National Women Empowerment Project. Another new mother was rescued from Budhuk, Pastar in a separate operation. You're listening to 8 PM News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine has been awarded to Mary E. Brunko, Fred Ramstell and Shimon Sakaguchi for their work on the functioning of the human immune system. According to Al Jazeera, the award announced by Sweden's Karolinska Institute on Monday will be presented to the trio in December for their groundbreaking discoveries concerning peripheral immune tolerance that prevents the immune system from harming the body. The 11 million Swedish kronor Nobel Prize will be shared equally between Americans Brunko and Ramstell and Japan's Sakaguchi. The King of Sweden will present them with gold medals. Professor Mary Warren Herelinius of the Karolinska Institute said the research reveals how the immune system stays balanced to fight microbes while avoiding autoimmune diseases. The work began in 1995 with Sakaguchi's discovery, followed by a 2001 breakthrough by Brunko and Ramstell, which Sakaguchi linked in 2003. France Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu has resigned less than a day after his cabinet was unveiled. The BBC cited PM Lecornu on Monday as saying the conditions were not fulfilled for him to carry on as a prime minister. He criticized the unwillingness by political parties to reach compromises. The Elysee Palace announced the decision after Prime Minister Lecornu met with President Macron on Monday morning. The surprise move comes just 26 days after Lecornu's appointment following the previous government's collapse. His cabinet, largely unchanged from Bayrou's, faced strong criticism across parties in the National Assembly with threats of a no-confidence vote. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly regions and Tarai regions of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces and at a few places in the remaining hilly regions. There is also a possibility of snowfall at some places in the mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission releases schedule for House of Representatives election to be held on March 5. Party registration for election purposes set from November 17 to 26. CPN Maoist Center General Convention Organizing Committee decides to play a passive role in ensuring the election is held on the announced date. 48 people killed and 6 missing in the latest monsoon-related disasters. And Nobel Prize for Medicine awarded to immune system researchers. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.